The organ definitely is at the heart of a lot of what we do. A lot of times we say that the main fountain garden is the soul of Longwood, or the trees in Pierce's Park are the soul of Longwood. Well, if we're like a cat and we have a lot of lives, that maybe our organ is one of those souls for us, without a doubt, because that is something that you can only experience and find at Longwood Gardens, no other place in the world.
Was the organ as an instrument special to Pierre Dupont?
Oh, yes. He loved the organ. He actually commissioned compositions of new organ works. Longwood has always had a resident organist on staff. And so even during Mr. Dupont's days, there was always someone living on the property that was an organist that could perform and play the organ regularly. And interesting, we actually have a lot of the recordings of some of his original organists that are on rolls, so that we can actually play back those very same performances to our guests.
Is this the first organ competition, and what was the thinking behind it?
The whole idea for this international competition came about because of the effort that we went to meticulously restore this world-class instrument. And so the organ that you hear today is exactly the same instrument that Mr. Dupont heard when he first commissioned it, but it has 21st century technology in it. And so it was authentically, meticulously restored. So it took us 7 years to do this. And we thought, gosh, we have this wonderful world-class instrument that you can't find any other place in the world. So how can we share it with the rest of the world and also tie in to our history of developing the next generation of leaders, which we've been doing for horticulture, but we thought, what a great idea to connect that to the next generation of musicians and organists. And so we surveyed the world, identified what have been some of the great organ competitions, like in Montreal, there was one in Florida. We even looked at the Tchaikovsky piano competition in Russia. We visited the Van Cliburn piano competition in Fort Worth, Texas, to see how they do these competitions. And over the course of about 2 to 3 years, we've been planning and developing this idea to present this international organ competition.
And so how does it work?
Well, the process actually began last summer when we started advertising around the world to what I would call amateur or up-and-coming professional organists. And it's for a specific age bracket between 18 and 30. So we're really looking for the people that don't have recording contracts and that are really truly professional performers now. And they actually had to submit audition tapes, and there were specifications on the type of music and how many selections they had to submit. And then we assembled a world-class group of judges, which are called audition judges. They assembled in January of 2013 to listen to the tapes, and they culled that list down to 10 finalists. And those 10 finalists from around the world have been invited to return to Longwood, where over the course of about 2 weeks, they will perform specific selections as part of the organ competition, and they will be listened to by another set of judges from around the world. And on the final night, there will be 3 winners, with only one receiving the first prize for the Longwood Gardens International Organ Competition.
You said it's recently been restored, so it sounds just as he would have heard it, but it has modern technology. What do you mean by that?
Well, the modern technology, it has to do with the engineering of the instrument. Organs are amazing instruments because not only is it art, there's an entire side of science behind it all. So the infrastructure for the circuits that send the message from the console all the way to the contacts that are made to tell the instrument which pipe to play, how quickly to play it, all the entire mechanics of the shades that adjust the volume of the sound, all that has been updated with the 21st century technology. The original instruments weren't like that at all. Some of them may have even been manual, they may be a little bit slower, clunky, this thing has real-time, fast action to it. And then another great piece about it is the console itself was updated with recording mechanisms so that when Peter Conte from the Wanamaker organ is here performing or like during the competition, we can record that performance. And when we replay that performance, it's as if that organist is sitting at the console playing it. It's the exact same performance. It's like a player piano, but this is truly picking up every intonation, every keystroke, whether it's hard, soft, loud. It is the real life performance.
So the big organ is now also an automated organ.
Yes.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.